The word infinity is intriguing but frustrating. That's because infinity cannot be visualized. And since the large-scale flat topology of space points toward the universe possibly being infinite in content and spatial extent, it means the cosmos simply cannot be pictured in a meaningful way. We can get a mental hold of its components, but not the whole thing. We should be used to that by now. We've heard about string theory's 11 dimensions, but then are unable to picture anything that might help grasp what that means. Maybe we feel we're not smart enough. In reality, our science teachers neglected to tell us that some things cannot be imagined. We can always put known shapes or colors in a new context. We could picture a purple planet with red polka dots. But when Galileo looked at Saturn's rings in 1610, he never could figure out what he was seeing, even decades later. He thought the planet must have attached handles, like a sugar bowl. It took nearly a century before Christian Huygens finally got it right. That's because it lay outside human experience. On Earth, there is no example of a ball surrounded by unattached rings. We are all prisoners of our background and experience. The lack of previous experience explains why you cannot explain the color blue to a person born blind. Then there's quantum theory, which has a virtual patent on the inconceivable. It reveals objects' behaviors as neither logical nor illogical, but non-logical. An electron with two possible routes from its source to a detector may arrive without following either path, or by taking no path. It did something else, and we say the particle is in a state of superposition. The Big Bang event, which was not an explosion, and curved space and black hole singularities, eternity and superpositions are among the many ideas that can be stated but not visualized. You'll feel better if you don't even try. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.